Mayorkas extends covert migration pipeline to more cities. By Neil Monroe on June 9, 2022. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief is expanding the covert distribution of economic migrants to jobs and homes in Los Angeles, Houston, and Dallas, according to NBC News. Biden's border chief is Alejandro Mayorkas, a Cuban-born immigrant who is a pro-migration zealot. He is already using tax dollars to fund a series of progressive shelters and rest stops that provide rest, food, and transport to migrants as they try to reach the targeted workplaces and housing markets needed by Americans. But the number of his incoming migrants at the border is growing so fast that it will overwhelm those aid groups' ability to hide the traffic. That is a political problem because crowds of migrants would likely be spotlighted by the evening news. For example, Mayorkas caused a PR disaster for Biden when roughly 30,000 migrants gathered at Del Rio, Texas, in September 2021. NBC reported on June 8. The plan would alleviate overcrowding along the border where record high numbers of border crossers have overwhelmed the capacity of local shelters in some cities, at times leading Customs and Border Protection to release migrants on the street to fend for themselves. The new model would use federal funds to send migrants to shelters in cities further inside the country before they go to their final destinations. Besides Los Angeles, cities where they will be sent include Albuquerque, Houston, and Dallas. DHS is working with shelters in each of those cities in advance of moving migrants. The agency's Southwest Border Coordination Center, which combines officials from FEMA, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, CBP and others, is coordinating the effort. So far, the administration has welcomed at least 1.4 million migrants, each of whom helps to nudge down Americans' wages and to push up housing prices. The administration's pipeline plan is intended to keep the population transfer out of the public's eye, the New York Times reported on May 24. As the Biden administration sees about 8,200 border crossings a day, or nearly the population of College Station, Texas, entering the country every 2 weeks, far more than at this time last year, it is counting on small nonprofit organizations like La Posada Providencia to manage the influx into border cities and towns, helping to stave off politically explosive images of chaos and disorder ahead of the November midterms. Technically, the administration is not smuggling the cartel-delivered migrants into the U.S. economy because it is first giving them temporary legal status at the border, Todd Bensman, an expert at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News on June 8. What they do is, when they cross the border, Mayorkas's deputies can very quickly legalize these people. And then what they do after that is say, well, they're legal, we've legalized them. So when they move them after that, they're moving legalized people. It's the act of legalizing them, at the border, that is the aiding and abetting, the cartels, part. Then it just becomes impossible after that to track the flow of migrants, unless you follow one of the buses emptying out in Miami and then follow everybody home, they just disappear from vision. In April, Breitbart News posted a leaked copy of Mayorkas's border plan, which said, A Secretary's, Mayorkas's, intent. 1. Purpose. The purpose of this plan is to describe a proactive approach that humanely prevents and responds to surges in irregular migration across the U.S. southern border. This will be done while ensuring that migrants can apply for any form of relief or protection, emphasis added, for which they may be eligible, including asylum, withholding of removal, and protection from removal under the regulations implementing United States obligations under the Convention Against Torture. The Mexican government is following the same strategy of hiding the population transfer by breaking the huge migrant flow into many small streams, Bensman said. The Mexican government is providing temporary humanitarian visas that allow migrants to roam anywhere they want in Mexico for 30 days. They're also going to be providing buses that will take the 15,000 migrants now in southern Mexico to 10 different Mexican cities in the north. They're dispersing them around and so they're free to go anywhere they want. Where do you think they're gonna go? They're going to hit the border. The public is deeply opposed to Biden's open border policies. An average of establishment polls shows that the public opposes Biden's immigration policies by 58% to 35%. The obvious refusal to manage the border may be feeding into the public's worry about Biden's overall management. Migration advocates welcome the new PR strategy as responsible border management. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the DC establishment has extracted tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic, equality-promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The policy is hidden behind a wide variety of noble-sounding excuses and explanations. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that Americans have a duty to accept foreign refugees, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. But the colonialism-like economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources wealth from the poor home countries. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted.